The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question is, what's the difference in carbon between a pencil lead and a diamond? The lead of a pencil is made out of the mineral graphite, which is one of the forms, or allotropes, of the element carbon. Diamond is another. It's also made up of pure elemental carbon and doesn't contain any other substances. But even though both materials are made of only carbon atoms, they have strikingly different physical properties. Graphite is pitch black, while diamonds sparkle in the light. And graphite is soft, while diamond is the hardest naturally occurring mineral. How can one and the same element take on such different forms? To answer that question, you have to look at things on the atomic level. The outer shell of a carbon atom contains four free electrons that can act as bonding partners with other atoms. The crystalline structure in a diamond is made up of a regular three-dimensional tetrahedral lattice. You can also imagine it as an interlocking system of tiny pyramids. Each and every carbon atom is surrounded by four other equidistant neighbor atoms and shares a tight bond with each of them. This incredibly stable diamond structure is what makes the coveted precious stones so incomparably hard and also as clear as glass. What's more, diamond is transparent to all wavelengths of light. It just shines right through the diamond's crystal lattice and isn't reflected or stopped anywhere along the way. Graphite is another story entirely. In this black allotrope of carbon, the crystal structure consists of layers of atoms that are only held together by weak forces. That's why graphite is so soft. Within these sheets of carbon, each atom still has one free electron that doesn't enter into a firm bond with a neighboring atom. Unlike the carbon atoms in diamond, therefore, they aren't hooked to other atoms in four places, they're only connected in three. The fourth electron continues to move freely. It's a small difference, but it has a major effect. When light strikes graphite, it's absorbed by the free electrons. It seems to just disappear without a trace. That's why graphite looks as black as pitch. But that's not all. The pitch black graphite can also be turned into a sparkling diamond. It sounds like magic, but the method has been used for decades to make industrial diamonds. You don't need a magic wand, just very high pressure and extreme temperature. That forces the individual sheets of carbon atoms in the graphite closer together, and they eventually form the stable diamond lattice structure. Wish I could do that. Turn pencil lead into diamond? I sure have plenty of pencils. Thanks for listening, and tune in again soon to hear about another exciting topic from the world of chemistry. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.